According to our analysis at Kyiv School of Economics, we believe that the concrete impacts with the new SWIFT sanctions will be the following. So purchases in almost all foreign electronic stores will not be possible. Payments with Visa, MasterCard will not be possible. Most payments under business contracts will be impossible or take a very long time, both with foreign counterparties and within the country. Trade securities on most exchanges will not be possible. Also, drive or fly for tourism or business purposes to most European countries, US, Canada, will not be possible. Domestic air traffic in the country will reduce. It will not be possible to purchase products and services for a number of international companies, so Russian companies will not be able to receive business or legal consulting services from many international companies. This also implies that social budget of the new state will be reduced and the state's projects will be stopped due to the inability to finance the budget deficit and the increase in military spending, as there are sanctions on the Russian sovereign debt. People will lose their jobs or get pay cuts as many companies close their businesses in Russia. Many export-oriented businesses will suffer losses or be forced to close. Gas and oil sales will drop drastically. People closest to the Putin regime will lose access to their money abroad. Putin as well. Russians will try to get cash from the cards, but the government will limit it and they will have only limited money for basic needs. Also, government will request from citizens to sell their dollars for the government to have this money for their purchases.